Israel's Prophesied Return by Otis Q. Sellers, 1901-1992. I will even gather you from the peoples, and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence. Ezekiel 11:17. I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Jeremiah 24:6-7. All the house of Israel holy. Ezekiel 11:15. The name Israel used in this study means the direct descendants of Abraham that came through Isaac, then through Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Jacob became the father of 12 boys, who as men became heads of 12 families, each of which became a tribe, and these with their descendants became the seed of Abraham, to whom certain promises of great value were made by God. These promises, along with the covenants, are prophetically inheritable and passed down intact to the rightful heirs until they are completely fulfilled. Thus, to whom does the land of Palestine belong? Prophetically, there can be only one honest answer. It belongs to those to whom it was promised, the seed, descendants of Abraham, and in the future day of Christ, they will possess it. After the current administration, these seed of Abraham must receive the land from God as a single unit, since God did not say to seeds as of many, but as one. The only way the descendants of Abraham can ever be unified is in the Messiah, Christ. Even as Paul declared to those who were Jews by nature, "And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." Galatians 3:29. God alone can produce this unity. It will be established and become a reality when He gives. Abraham's descendants, one heart and a new spirit. This is something which He has repeatedly said He will do. There are many who speak glibly about the unbreakable promises of God, who do not seem to know what He has promised to the seed of Abraham concerning their restoration and return to the land He promised to Israel. Through the prophet Jeremiah He declared, "For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them, and not pull them down, and will plant them, and not pluck them up. And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart." Jeremiah 24:6-7. There is nothing in the history of Israel from Jeremiah's day down to the present moment that can in any honest manner be called a fulfillment of this prophecy. There is nothing taking place today that indicates a realization of the promises God made in these words. For many years, I have been constantly hearing about the restoration of Israel to her ancient land while still in a state of unbelief. The supposed return of the Jews to Palestine is an event that is said to be predicted in the Old Testament. While I fully and firmly believe that the Bible prophesies of the future return, restoration, and establishment of Israel, it does not have anything to do with the Balfour Declaration in 1917, the return, the restoration, and the conversion of the seed of Abraham will take place only after God has assumed sovereignty over all of the earth and its inhabitants. That is, after the kingdom, government of God becomes a positive reality upon the earth. Until this takes place, the land of Israel will remain in the same lamentable condition it is today, until God acts in a supernatural way to relieve this distress. As Isaiah declares, "Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Isaiah 32:13. While these thorns and briars are literal, since Palestine is a marginal land which must be cultivated constantly to keep it from being overrun by unwanted plants, yet these terms are also used metaphorically to signify the fierce and evil men who are in action continually. These malignant conditions which Isaiah set forth still persist today, in spite of all that has been done to relieve them. Indeed, both thorns and briars, literal as well as figurative, have characterized Palestine since the days of Isaiah, and these unwanted and undesirables still set the character of life in Palestine today. But will this always be? Will this condition prevail forever? Most certainly not, declares Isaiah. Yet, when will it end? And what will stop it? We turn to Isaiah for the answer. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Isaiah 32:15. One of the contemporaneous acts of God related to his kingdom, government, coming upon the earth is that he will pour out of his Spirit upon all flesh. All flesh cannot mean less than every human being upon the earth. It will be poured out upon all flesh in order to bring all mankind into accountability and responsibility to the divine government, which will then have assumed manifest sovereignty over mankind. Since God, in giving of his Spirit, always acts in regard to a definite purpose, the pouring out of his Spirit upon Israel, the seed of Abraham, will have a special end in view. This will result in their unification and identification, so that they as a unit can stand as the seed, not seeds, of Abraham, and receive the promises of God as such. This end is clearly seen in the words, "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you." Ezekiel 11:19. Ever since the Balfour Declaration in 1917, in which the British Foreign Secretary, Arthur Balfour, publicly declared that His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine, a home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of that object. The dispensational premillennialists have seized eagerly upon every activity of the Jews in relationship to Palestine and proclaimed it as another step in the fulfillment of prophecy concerning the return and restoration of Israel. The climax came in June 1967 upon Israel's conquest of Jerusalem in the Six-Day War. This event was called by John F. Walwood, president of Dallas Theological Seminary, in an article on the amazing rise of Israel, one of the most remarkable fulfillments of biblical prophecy since the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. Concerning this, I must say that, even though I have diligently studied the Word of God since 1919, I know of no prophecy that predicts any such event. Nevertheless, his statement is received by many and repeated gladly. Finally, Hal Lindsey brought it all together. In his book, The Late Great Planet Earth, he firmly declares, "We have seen how current events are fitting together in the precise pattern of predicted events. Israel has returned to Palestine and revived the nation. Jerusalem is under Israel's control. Russia has emerged as a great northern power and is the avowed enemy of revived Israel. The Arabs are joining in a concerted effort to liberate Palestine under Egyptian leadership. It is happening. God is putting it all together." There you have it. The prophecies of Israel's return have been fulfilled, according to Mr. Lindsey. However, at no time are we invited to take a close look at the prophecies that speak of Israel's return. These are submerged and ignored since they do not come out as Mr. Lindsey and his premillennial dispensational friends say they will. We will take a look at one of these prophecies. Therefore say, Thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the peoples, and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep mine ordinances, and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them, whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel 11:17-21. These words were spoken to all the house of Israel wholly. This prophecy has never been fulfilled, and there is nothing in the migrations, movements, and machinations that can honestly be set forth as a fulfillment. Therefore, if what is happening in Palestine today is the fulfillment of the prophecies of Israel's return, will someone tell us exactly which prophecy they do fulfill, and also when and how Ezekiel 11:17-21 will come to pass? I borrow the words of the Lord Jesus to ask the question, but how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? Matthew 26:54. From Seed and Bread 154. Edited. Editor's note. There is a distinction between what will take place in the future, once Israel's prophetic program resumes, and what has been going on in Palestine for the past 2 millennia. Presently, Israel and her prophecies are in absolute abeyance. For more information, see the book Present Day Israel, available at www.studyshelf.com.